It's nice to finally get a break from work for once. You think I'm overworking myself a bit too much? Maybe I should actually break out of my stubbornness and get a secretary to help me out. Honestly, sounds nice and I could put a bit more focus on myself. You're right. I'm too much of a perfectionist to even do that. It's such a toxic trait for me to have, honestly. And I can't bear the thought of it not going how I want to. It is a bad habit. You are right, baby girl. Whatever shall I do to break this? Oh yeah? You want to help me find hobbies? I never really thought much of it since I'm so busy all the time to think of what I want for myself. I do wonder. Do tell me though, since you have such a good judgment, what do you think or what type of hobbies do you see me doing? I insist. Every single time when you bring up something that is unusual in this realm, every demon in this kingdom always take a huge interest in it. So don't fret too much about it. A writer. I think you might give me too much credit for the creative side. I am flattered though, but I don't think me doing piles of paperwork all the time would make me a good writer. But I am quite curious. Why do you think that? You think so? You still kept all the love letters I wrote you to? My, that makes me so happy. Then again, I guess I do use very flowery language as well. And the way I describe ways of dealing with others who tries to hurt, yell at you, or try to take you away from me. I don't think I would be appropriate for an empress like I to do. But you are my love, and if anyone ever thinks of taking you away from me, I'll make sure they regret crossing path with me. I know you can take care of yourself and are very loyal to me. Just, people are people. Oh, you notice? What gave it away? Stiff. It does have to do with work. A lot of reports from my agent that infiltrate the human side. All I could say is that the princess is not who she seems she is. Well, I don't want to bring up work since this is our week to take a break and enjoy each other's company. And you did say yourself that we shouldn't bring that. Are you sure? I guess it does feel like I am hiding something. I guess it's more of me trying to protect you in some way. It's just the information I've gotten. I don't know how you would feel about it. No, you are right. I shouldn't keep these important matters from you, since you are the champion of this kingdom. There has been a lot of missing people in her kingdom. And they're pinning the blame on us for kidnapping them. Even if it was the demon kind, I order my people in this kingdom to not go near that place. I know there will be individuals who either won't follow orders or are outcast. There is more. Just had to get that off my chest, you know? Oh, you're a really strong woman, you know that. don't know if it's because of your woman intuition to be able to sense something off in the air, but for you to figure it out so fast, I'm quite shocked in some ways, but that is the power of a hero from another realm. Okay, so my agent found the lead to where those missing humans are. Well, it's more than just humans. It's mostly just humans or mixed race that are considered heretics to their society. They're looking for an individual who has mass amount of mana to perform a summoning for heroes. Usually they prefer mixed humans, like elves and humans. Mixed never get any attention, and if one goes missing, no one would bat an eye but their family. And that's not the cruel part yet. They do a lot of torturous ritual while trying to keep the person alive and awake through it all, making them bear all the pain. Apparently, to slowly release the mana as if it's in danger. Like a self-defense in a way. Keeping the person in a constant state of survival before they die. Even that is too cruel for me to do. Tell me, my dear, do you think I'm too soft to be a ruler? The princess takes such drastic measure to make sure that she's on top of this war. Summoning powerful heroes with human sacrifice and using her own people for her own twisted game. Really? I guess that's why I feel so attached to you. Well, I always was attracted to you. You're always so kind, so gentle, yet so rough and determined. It made me question if I was always this weak. You think I'm hiding something else? Seems like your intuition is on point yet again. I didn't know when to tell you this. I know we've been together for a long time now, and I guess perfect time as any to tell you now. Don't freak out, and I want you to listen to what I have to say, okay? Thank you. You know how much I love and adore you. You're such a wonderful woman, and each day I grow to love you so much. Okay, I'll stop stalling. The reason why I'm severely attached to you is that, well, you're my lover from a past life. Your past life. You died a cruel death protecting me. And it probably makes more sense why I'm so obsessive over you, even when you came into this world. How I instantly lock my gaze onto you, making sure that you come back home. I know you're reborn into a whole different person, and I prayed every single day that you would remember then. The more we spent time with one another, I grew to love and cherish the new you as well. I fear that I might lose someone I loved again. I don't want that. That's why I'm so overbearing and can be really annoyingly overprotective and possessive of you. I don't want to lose the love of my life again to this stupid war. Sorry. It's something that I held in for so long. It was stupid of me to think that old you would come back, but the new you? I love the current you. No matter how many times you've been reincarnated, I know I'll always love and cherish you. So, if you want to end the relationship, I understand. I know it's really selfish of me to even think that way. You're such a wonderful woman. And I just want to have you all to myself. Yeah, you are all mine to have as I am yours. I love you so much, baby girl. Being with you just makes me so happy. You bring out so much good things out of me, and I feel like I'm a better woman when I'm with you. Oh. You're curious about your past life. Well, that would make sense why you would feel that way. Goodness. Where shall we start? Of course, with us cuddling with one another and all nice under a warm blanket with our hot cocoa, I guess it would be a nice way to tell you your history. Well, where do I start? You have done so much accomplishments, where it's so hard to pick where to start, and all the memories that I've shared with your past self. Well, I can start with this. You were a magnificent woman, a demoness who was well known for her battles and strategies, and her compassion and endless knowledge. You were very well regarded as a saint for the demons. You were well known for your work and accomplishment that we were arranged marriage. I remember when we first met. It was difficult between us at first, a lot of different viewpoints. Of course, I was very immature back then, so I didn't quite have the experience that you did, and I was quite arrogant, would be the word. There was a lot of arguments, but eventually, you helped me understand. And of course, there were some times we will disagree on things, but slowly we never yell at each other anymore. We understood each other's differences and tried to make it work out. I remember you told me that I was a spoiled heiress. Then things took for a turn and we both grew to understand each other. You helped me become a better ruler and become my wife and secretary. Everyone saw our union as a powerful strife to keep the demon kingdom thriving. It was a sight to behold. And our wedding was quite beautiful as well. I hope that answers some of your questions that you had. Well, you do have a pet, in fact. He's still looming over your grave since. He is getting old, though. Why I never mention it? Well, I don't know if he'll recognize you, and he's been very weak lately. And he's not very fond of humans who did slay his master. Just to see that his old master comes back as a human, it's probably gonna be very awkward. You want to try? You're a very brave woman. Just know that if he does try to attack you, I will do anything to protect you. Even have to hurt him. I will do my best, my love. Anything for you. Oh, he's actually a hellhound. The story between you and him was actually quite adorable. You named him Dante, a fitting name for a hellhound. You found him abandoned by his mother and took him in as a pup. Even if he was very feral and tried to maul your arm that one time, I still remember you told me about that and the scars on your arms. You were patient. You took the time to make him understand that you don't intend to hurt him. And you will form such a loving friendship. And to this day, I still remember that story. Well, if he does recognize your soul, that will be a plus, but I highly doubt it. Usually when it comes to these type of situations, I like to keep my expectation low, just so I don't get disappointed later. There's something else, you know. Then again, if he does know that it is you, I know he will be very happy before he passes on. I mean, heck, maybe we could help extend his life if he knows that it's you. Clean him, feed him, get him the medical help that he needs. Knowing that his master is reincarnated and have done so much in her new life. Tomorrow morning, okay? It's getting late and I doubt us both have energy if things do get nasty. Mwah. You know, darling, the more I spend time with you, the more I fall even deeper in love with you. Your compassion, kindness, understanding, courage, forgiveness, so many traits that you carry. I find it so attractive. And it's so rare in this world, despite all the negativity in this world. You still manage to keep it so uplifting. Just how do you do it so well without crumbling so easily? You seem to have a healthier habit of coping with things. Yes, those hobbies just sound nice. Maybe I'll try it out soon. It might help me not feel so two-dimensional. I don't want to be known as that empress that is cooped up in her office all day and overwork herself with paperwork. Well, would that be the right term, sweetie? Two-dimensional? Well, if there's more than just me writing stories, I don't mind trying other things with you. And maybe warm up together in bed. I'm sure my baby girl would love to feel some nice warmth before bed. I always love teasing you so. I love you so much, my dear. And I'm happy I told you. Feels like a huge weight is lifted off of my shoulders. I honestly thought you would be upset with me. Maybe I do tend to overthink a bit too much. Well, darling, I'm happy that it ended well and we actually talked. Thank you. You're a wonderful woman, you know that? And I can't wait for this war to be over so we can live a peaceful life together with you.